Jobs, jobs, and jobs. Joel Heitkamp here, your host. Abby Miller, your producer. And we talk about jobs here. We try to talk about the opportunities that are presented for others. And one of the people that is absolutely vital for that conversation is Phil Davis. He is the Workforce Service Director for North Dakota Job Service. So he, if you look at what right now, the majority of people listening to us, and I found out in Florida there's a lot, and in Arizona there's a lot, but if you look at the people that are going to be affected by, you know, what we're about to talk about, it's Eastern Montana, it's South Dakota, it's North Dakota, and of course, Western Minnesota, all the areas that are listening to us right now, because that is where this workforce is needed with certain skills. Well, there's a job fair that's going on Wednesday in Fargo to talk about the labor market and everything else. And that's why we asked Phil to come on and make sure you know about it. Phil, good to have you back on News and Views.
Hey, good morning, Joel. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
So before we get into that, I just have to know, from your expert baseball knowledge, are the Twins going to be competitive this year?
The Twins are going to make the playoffs this year. And the tell is going
all
to
right.
be, if they get a 500 pitcher in that number four slot, you know, if because we lost two starting pitchers, right? I mean,
right.
And one of them, Sonny Gray, was more than just a starting pitcher. So, but on
right.
the field, yeah. I mean, I saw him, Phil, on the field, they're as good as they have been in years. Good, good, good.
Awesome.
So
love it.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Cool.
So what's
thanks
this
again.
I hear about a party happening on Wednesday? What's going on here?
Yeah, we're pretty darn excited about it. So we're getting into that time of the spring, I guess you could say late winter, early spring season, where we have job fairs, big job fairs across the great state of North Dakota. And right in your backyard in off the great city of Fargo, we're hosting a job fair at the Delta Hotel this Wednesday, March 20th, from 3 to 6 p.m. We have over 85 employers that are going to be there. And, you know, we need some help. We need people back in the workforce. We have over 5,000 openings just in the Fargo, southeastern part of the state. So we want people who are not working, or maybe you're working part-time, you're looking for that full-time job, to come and visit the Delta Hotel on Wednesday afternoon.
So, Phil, why aren't they getting back in the workforce? Is this post-COVID or... you know, why are they not entering into the workforce again?
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, everybody in North Dakota is working. I mean, we still have that a little bit of population, like you just mentioned, a little post-COVID. Maybe people got out of the workforce. They tried their best to be a new entrepreneur, or they went back to school and now they've graduated. They took some classes, they've upskilled. So that's why we still are putting these jobs on. And, you know, just in our latest unemployment rate, we have we're sitting at about 2%, 1.9%, our seasonally adjusted rate. And, you know, we have 10,000 people unemployed out there. So there are bits and pieces of the population that still need to get into the workforce. Like my boss says, Pat Bertinoli, our director, says, we need them off the bench. We need them in the game. So let's get them playing.
When did this happen, Phil? Because what I'm about to describe to you did happen at some point during my life, or certainly during this next portion of my life. There was a time, actually, I always felt lucky to have a job. I just, you know, I didn't want to mess up. I got a job. It might have been because of how I grew up, Phil. You know, I work hard. I didn't want to lose. Now, when you talk to someone younger, and I'm not trying to be that old guy, well, now the way they have it better in this sense. They don't seem to feel lucky to have a job. I think that right. They believe they're lucky to have them because they have so many options. Now, when did that happen?
Well, I think, you know, I've been with Job Service since 2007. I retired from the Air Force and came back home. And I think that we started seeing a switch then. And because part of it is our population's only growing, like in the last 10 years, only about 10,000 people. But as I think I've described before, we have grown so much in our employment, in our employers out there, that we've have over 5,000 new employers added to that amount over those last 10 years. So I think the options out there are truly endless. If you want to work, if you want to upskill, now is the time to do that. So I just think it's, you know, I think this generation too maybe gets a bad rap at times. They don't want to work, this and that. I'm not there yet. I think this generation is great. It's they're working. You know, we're Xers, and then you got the Zs and all the different generations. We need everybody in the game. We even need them, those boomers, to come back and be part of to be part of the workforce on a part-time basis to help our economy continue to grow.
I count me in with you. I manage here, and pretty much everybody that I've hired is considerably younger than me. They show up, they work hard. That's not an issue at all. They're good, hard workers. It's just they also have options, you know, which is
right.
To me, Phil, as somebody who has advocated for employees all his life, it's a good thing. I mean, because as an employer, it makes you treat your employees better, makes you recognize their hard work. And as employees, you're not necessarily married to one thing in life. And I don't think it's all a bad thing as long as they work, as long as they're out in the workforce, which is really what you're getting at.
Well, and you're exactly right. And I think as the generation is going to replace you and I, they're getting a lot of different chances, a lot of different experiences that we never had. And I think that's great. I know our future here at Job Service is very bright with a generation that is going to replace me and some of the other managers and some of the supervisors here in the next 5 to 10 years. So I think we're well positioned, and you hit it right in the head. It's how you treat your employees on a daily basis.
So let me ask you this one, Phil, because, you know, every time I do this test, I end up being proven wrong on my theory, but I'm going to try it again. How many brothers and sisters you got, Phil?
I have two.
And how many kids did you have?
I had two.
Okay, so that's minus one, right?
Right.
I mean, right? Your family had three, and you had two, and Joel and Sue had two, and we, our families, my brothers and sisters, I had seven. So are we in a position, when you just look at the sheer numbers of it, Phil, that we're going to run ourselves out of workforce?
Well, I think, you know, just looking at today's numbers and some in the future of some of our you know, forecasts, I would say yes. And I think that's why we have to look at outside workforce too, out, you know, and our new American workforce. Some of the special populations where, you know, given that second chance to some of our justice involved individuals, people like that, I think employers have to give those chances and bring those people into the workforce. And I think that's in order for us to continue to grow, I think that's where we're going to have to go to.
So when you talk to employers, which is really what you do, I mean, you're helping connect employers at the job fair on Wednesday with potential employees. How do you define a win? I mean, because if you're setting up so that everybody that provides a job at that job fair leaves with employees, you're never going to achieve that goal. I mean, that's right. Asking way too much of you in job service. How do you define a win?
I would say a win, and this is what we get from our employers. A win is when they're there and they talk to the job seekers coming through to the booths, and they might set up an interview there or an interview the next day or the following day. And that is a win. Some of the employers will say, you know what, it was a great event. We talked to X number of employees or potential employees, and we're going to hire five of those. That's a huge win in today's workforce. So that is how I would define a win. You know, I think when individuals come to these job fairs, they need to be prepared. That's one thing that we do see that people kind of struggle with, and that's what we're here to help with. We see the pajama bottoms coming in, people wearing. You got to dress for success.
Yeah.
You got to make some effort there. You got to bring a good resume with you, and we can help you do that. You got 2 days before this Fargo event and get down to the Fargo Workforce Center. They'll help you with that. You got to have a great attitude, bring a smile, and it's okay to ask for help when you're there. It's why we're there. It's why we put on these events, to help the employers match up with their future job seekers. And that's the biggest thing that we stress to anybody that comes through those doors that wants to talk with those employers is have your smile ready. It's okay. Go up and talk to them. Don't be scared. And just interact with them. You never know where that next door is going to open for you.
Yeah. Well, you're a great conduit. You really are, Phil. I've heard that from so many people before and after I get you on air. So keep doing what you're doing. You don't get to retire. So there. Tell people about the job fair again before I let you go.
Okay. You bet. It's Wednesday, March 20th at the Delta Hotel in Fargo, of course, from 3 to 6 o'clock. Now, I do want to throw this out there really quick for your listeners up in Williston. We're also having a job fair up there on March 21st at the Williston State College, and that's from 3 to 7 o'clock. And we have over 70 employers there. And back again to Fargo, we have over 85 employers there. Come dress for success. Bring your smile. Bring that resume. And good luck, and please ask for help.
And Phil, as we get closer to the one in Keys Country, just make sure you remind us the Keys area, we will help you get word out again. So thanks, Phil.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Joel.
You bet.
Take care.